Hello friends. How are you today? My name is Tom. Thank you so much for tuning in to Asia and Oceania today. Today's episode is titled, India Tourism. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it. Tamil Nadu, like every other Indian state, brings in more than 4.6 million travelers from other parts of the world each year. According to the National Tourism Development Authority of India, the Taj Mahal in the city of Agra attracts more than 6.5 million tourists a year and generates nearly $14 million a year in entrance fees. The temples of the state also generate a large part of the tourist traffic and attract visitors to the large living Chola temples, which are recognized by the UNESCO World Heritage Center as the Great Living Chola Temple. In 2015, the state attracted a total of 4.6 million visitors from other parts of the world, mainly from the Middle East and North Africa. Foreign tourists pay 1,100 rupees for admission, while citizens of neighboring countries receive a discount. Last-minute cancellations over the festive period had dampened business sentiment at a time when the country's economic growth had slowed to 4.5%, he said. To combat violence and unrest, the authorities have shut down mobile internet services in Agra. India needs an environment that enables the development of a safe, sustainable and sustainable adventure tourism industry, he said. The report says that policy must focus on improving the ranking of the Adventure Tourism Development Index by involving stakeholders and state governments. The country's travel and tourism sector may be boosting its economy, but it is also eroding its natural landscapes, which play a huge role in the country's tourist attractions. While many parts of the world are preparing to take a more conscious approach to travel, India must be careful to focus on its strengths as a leading destination, he said, as it prepares for the future. When certain parts of India reach their potential, they will lose their luster, he said, but the fear remains. Many foreign tourists have fallen ill during their stay in India, and it is possible to visit the nation without succumbing to gastrointestinal problems. Travelers to India risk becoming infected with Delhi belly, an onslaught of foreign microbes that the digestive system of international travelers simply cannot process. The geographical features of the country offer a variety of climates, and the winter months of October to March mark the peak season for Indian tourism. April, May and June are generally the best months to visit India's national parks and observe wildlife such as the Bengal tiger. This time of year is particularly popular for sports in northern India, where tourists visit and practice adventure sports. Ancient monuments, fairs and festivals throughout India are an important attraction for tourists. The Mahotsav, Suraj Kun Mela can provide a great opportunity for a visit to one of the most famous temples, temples and temples of India. The large number of travelers is attracted by the beauty of the temples in the country and the cultural heritage of the people. There are a number of major festivals and fairs in the country that attract tourists from all over the world, such as the Mahotsav, Suraj Kun Mela, Mahabharata, Kumbh Mela and other festivals of India. Tourism Minister K.J. Alphonse said Monday that India does not discriminate against tourists on the basis of their sexual orientation and that everyone is welcome to come to the country. The island nation of Mauritius is expecting 89,000 Indian tourists this year, and several Indian filmmakers are taking the opportunity to film there and offer tour plans for southern India, he said Monday. In 2014, the Airport Authority of India announced a plan to develop 5 regional airports, including 7 Tier 2 and Tier 3 airports in the country, to exploit the tourist potential of remote regions by expanding domestic air links. A few days ago, Indian Aviation approved a proposal by the Indian Civil Aviation Authority to build a new regional airport in Kolkata, India's second largest city. The 7 Level 2 airports in India, including New Delhi, Mumbai, Hyderabad, Pune, Chennai, Bangalore, Delhi, Nizamuddin, Ahmedabad and Mumbai, have recently been added to the e-tourist visa for entry. Online ticket sales have also been introduced to facilitate access to some of India's most popular monuments, including the Taj Mahal, Mahatma Gandhi National Park and the Ganges. Visit Uttar Pradesh to visit the largest and most famous Hindu temples, temples and shrines in the world in India. The capital, which shines with historical monuments and colonial architecture, attracts more than 2.3 million tourists from other countries every year. Travel to West Bengal to admire the largest and most famous Hindu temples, temples and shrines in the world in India. In 2015, the state had nearly 1.5 million tourists, and in 2016 more than a million. India is the 7th largest country in the world, stretching over the high mountains of the Himalayas and has a population of more than 1.5 billion people. Episode 13 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Tom Shelton. Adios.